Some people may think cricket is a bit boring. After all, you can play a game for 5 days and still have a draw. But one person that is certainly not boring is batsman Kevin Peter Peterson, or KP to his mates. He's divided opinion and dressing rooms around the world, but there's no doubt the man has talent. KP was dropped by England but given hope of a recall by incoming ECB chairman Colin Graves, only for the new director of cricket and former teammate Andrew Strauss to tell him that he was surplus to requirements.
There's a massive trust issue between Kevin and the England cricket board. I can't give any guarantees about the future. I think it's the right thing for English cricket. Clarity is absolutely important.
And despite smashing 355 not out this week, KP is still being overlooked for an England recall.
That's a lovely placement from Peterson.
Never one to sit on the fence, KP has hit back, saying he's angry and hurt at being left out of the team. Peterson has scored over 8,000 runs for England, nearly 4,500 runs in one-day internationals, and was seen as one of England's key players that helped them to become the number one team in the world and win back the Ashes against the Aussies. He's played 104 test matches for England and averaged nearly 50, but dressing room bust-ups have seen him ostracised from the England camp. Even broadcaster Piers Morgan has gone into bat for KP.
Who cares, frankly, if they're all happy campers singing love songs to each other in the dressing room? I couldn't give a monkey's. I want them to score runs and beat the Australians this summer. And we have a better chance of beating them with Kevin Peterson than without him. This is down to bad management. Kevin Peterson should not be dropped from the England team because Andrew Strauss doesn't like him. He should be dropped because he's not good enough. And nobody thinks he's not good enough.
He has been one of the most destructive batsmen to ever play the game, but many people feel that he ran himself out when he released his no-holds-barred autobiography, in which he openly criticised various teammates and coaching staff. His loyalty was once again questioned when he opted to play in the extremely lucrative Indian Premier League. So, whether he's regarded as a maverick of cricket, a luxury commodity, or a bad apple, one thing you can't deny is his ability with the bat. This is Rick Bullamere reporting from the ARN News Centre.
He's thrown it wide. And he's really smashed it. That's awesome.
That is an outstanding shot.